So how is the education sector responding to the end of face masks in schools? Well, let me read just a portion of the statement on masking in schools from the NJEA. We are encouraged by the data showing a rapid decline of COVID transmission in New Jersey. Because of that, we are cautiously optimistic that the current statewide school mask mandate can be safely relaxed in the near future, assuming current trends continue. As we have said from the beginning of the pandemic, it is critical to follow the data and listen to public health experts when implementing or removing COVID protocols. As of today, that data is trending strongly in the right direction, and we look forward to additional public health guidance supporting the move away from mandatory masking in schools. It continues, we urge Governor Murphy to continue to analyze the data and do whatever is necessary to best protect the health and well-being of students and staff. That includes the possibility of maintaining or reimposing the mask mandates for schools after March 7th if the data indicate that is the correct course. I guess one of the questions that hangs over the whole face mask issue in schools and whether specific schools will adhere to the lifting of the mandate or continue with it is whether any teachers will disagree with how the NJEA sees things and instead choose not to show up for work. Teacher shortage has started to turn around with many districts saying that they are either at or near regular staffing levels. For example, the number of certified teachers working in New Jersey's public schools in the 2019-2020 school year, that was around 98,000. In the 2020-21 school year, that number dropped by 2,000, around 96,000. Even though the overall number of K-12 staff remained at about 120,000, this is from the New Jersey Department of Education, there's been a decade-long drop in the number of students graduating with education degrees in New Jersey. The number of candidates graduating with certifications in teaching, that number dropped by 49% between 2009-2018. That was according to a study put out last year, about a year ago now, by New Jersey Policy Perspective.